Good evening. Hope you are well. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for you who support the Veg Grower podcast. Hope you are well. Hope you're having a great week. Nearly the weekend, of course, and that's always for me the best time of the week. Now, as you no doubt aware, we have got a weather warning in effect for this weekend where it is going to be reported, or is being reported, that it's going to be very hot weather. And I always hate pointing out the obvious or being patronising, but I do think it is important that we take this into consideration. So, you know, what I tend to do when we get weather like this is I don't worry too much about gardening. I try and do all my gardening in the morning and in the evenings anyway, when it's just a little bit cooler, but that's pretty much what I do all the time now anyway. But when we get these hot weather warnings, especially over the weekend when I do tend to work in the hotter weather, shall we say, what I say is that if I don't get around to do everything, or it's too hot to do everything, it doesn't matter. The garden will still be there when it cools down, as long the main thing I have to worry about is watering. And I tend, like I said, do that in the morning or in the evening when it is just that little bit cooler anyway. So, you know, I want to share with you, you know, don't worry too much if you cannot get everything done or if it's too hot. In fact, I would say it's more important that you look after yourselves than anything else. Now, talking of this weekend, as you know, I always like to share my personal agenda for the weekend. And as I said, my main focus is going to be on watering both in the morning and the evening. That's not saying I'm watering both gardens at both times. It'll probably be I go down to the allotment in the morning and water, and then water the home plot in the evening. That way, they should hopefully get plenty of hydration to see us through this sunny period. I'm also hoping to harvest some of my first garlic. This is the very early white. It's about a week later than it should be, but I think it looks about ready now. And then I'm also hoping to make some elderflower cordial, which is a delicious drink. We make it most years. We've got an elder tree out in our garden. I've also got another one on the allotment. We just pick those flowers, put them in some water with some lemons and some citric acid and what have you, and it creates this absolutely delicious, sweet-smelling cordial that is just so lovely. And it does last for quite a while, we find, although I do like to drink it a lot. Now, I always like to share a few tasks that you could be getting up to over this weekend in your own garden or your own allotment. And because of the hot weather, I'm just going to say, you know, focus on the water, and it should be your main priority, of course. But if you do feel you need to do anything, bit of weeding and a bit of tidying up around the beds, you know, nothing too strenuous, nothing that's going to make it too hot for you. If you feel you can do anything more, then please do. But just remember, drink those liquids, suntan lotion and all that sort of thing. You know, as I said earlier, the garden will be there afterwards. Now, today I sowed the butternut squash from this month's gift pack. Butternut squash is a fantastic thing to grow in a vegetable patch. It's really easy to grow from seed to harvest. And it's a really good plant, I've got to say. It being a member of a squash family, it sort of snakes around the garden and eventually creates these beautiful butternut squashes, which are delicious, but they also store for a very long time. In fact, we had two butternut squashes still in our kitchen that were from last year, and they're still perfectly good. I've heard people say they've had them last for up to 18 months. And that's storing them in the worst possible conditions. So for that reason, I think butternut squash is a must. And they really do last a long time. They really, really do. Now, let's dive into the details of growing a butternut squash. These plants really thrive in warm weather. They require really well-draining soil and full sunlight. And what we do is we start by sowing the seeds directly into the soil, wherever they may be. wherever they are to grow. And we just let them grow. Now, I've actually sown mine into root trainers, as always, because nothing really starts off well in the ground. But root trainers, and then I will plant them out in the next couple of weeks. They will pretty much grow quite quickly. But once the true leaves are showing, that's when I will transplant them and plant them in my garden. Now, as I said, they're going to grow in somewhere quite sunny and plenty of organic matter already added to the beds, compost, well watered manure, etc., etc. And it's just a case of taking that root ball once they are growing. If you are doing like me and sowing them into pots, taking that root ball, digging a hole large enough to accommodate it, and place it in the hole. Now, something I do want to say when it comes to watering, especially in that seedling stage, it's always better to water from below, i.e. you let the water soak up through the compost. The trouble with these squash plants, you get water on the stem, it leads to stem rot, or it could possibly lead to stem rot, which isn't good. So water from below is the way. And what I mean by that is you could take your tray of seedlings, place it in a tray of water for a few minutes, and then remove it or leave it in a source of water. Not waterlogged, obviously. You don't want it waterlogged, but, you know, water from below. Now, if you've grown yours directly in the ground, then just water around the plants, or stick like a spike into the ground, a flower spike or bottle spike into the ground to get the water down to the roots. But basically, you just don't want water landing on that stem. Not so bad as they get a bit bigger, but when they're young, it could be pretty disastrous. Now, butternut squashes do take up quite a bit of space. They are a sprawling vine, so give them plenty of space to grow, but they do act as like a shading, so they act as like a mulch for preparing underneath, shading out anything underneath, stopping weeds from growing. Alternatively, you could grow them up a trellis or a sturdy support as well to help keep them off the ground. This actually does help produce very better fruits because it stops the fruits themselves from rotting. But keep them growing. They do need regular watering and the occasional feeding with something like tomato feed once the flowers start to appear. Now, harvesting time usually arrives about 90 to 100 days after planting. But what you'll see is the butternut squash, you know, it grows through all the stages and it is ready to be picked when the skin, it becomes hard and turns this real deep tan colour. We'll cut it off the vine, but always leave a couple of inches of the stem intact when cutting the fruit off the vine. That way, you're less likely to get any rotting when you pot it into harvesting. Then what I like to do is take those fruits and just place them in the greenhouse for a couple of weeks, just to cure the skin. Make sure it's clean, of course, but just let it cure before it goes into summer cool, dry and dark. And as I said, they can last for a very long time in storage. Best of all, these butternut squashes are used in so many different dishes. You can save the seeds for next year as well, should you so wish. Well, that is it for today's episode of the Supporters Club podcast. Hope you have a great weekend. As I said, once again, weather warning in place. Please take it easy. Please do take it easy. You know, I don't want anybody getting ill just trying to do when or feeling overwhelmed. I've got to get on and do everything. It's always going to be there another time. Right, guys, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.